I would be remiss if I didn't say that other people's lives were destroyed in this process, including the chief of the heat research division of the U.S. Army's Natick Research Laboratory. He supported this technology, went to a two-star general, then went to a three-star general, and because he was on the wrong side of it, it ultimately caused him a heart attack. He was reduced to practically no kind of job whatsoever. He was into forced retirement, and that ultimately sent him to Canada. He could not even live in this country anymore. He now lives in Canada. They went after his wife, who also lived at the lab because of his support from this technology.